Hi, everybody. I'm Audra Lowe. If you think that you've accomplished a lot in your life, think again. Fran Capo is a single mother who's a four-time world record holder. That one of those was for the world's fastest speaking female. She's also a stand-up comic, 10-time author, an adventurer who swallowed fire, swam with sharks, and while she was down there, she visited the site of the wreck of the Titanic. And believe it or not, there's a lot more. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you? I'm so lazy and unaccomplished.
No.
It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I just have a passion for life. I mean, that's it. I mean, I think that's how people stay energized. If you're always looking forward to something, right. Then it's like, oh, when am I getting to, you know, have knives thrown at me? Although my son said, enough with the knife throwing.
You are very excited. I like that. But let me ask you this. I read that your sister speaks three languages slowly. So right. You decided, let me speak one language
exactly.
Fast.
Well, the way that I broke the record, I was working at a radio station, WBLS-FM in New York City. Mm-hmm. And I was doing the weather and traffic and kidding around one day. I said I could do a really cool Mae West impression, but I called the character June East, Mae West's long lost sister. All of a sudden, they fling the weather and traffic copy. I mean, the little red tally light comes on. So I'm like, oh, to think the weather and traffic is. And in the 30 seconds, the lady from the Daily News happened to hear me doing it. She said, what are you planning on doing next? I didn't have a next, but I made up something. I said, breaking a world record. Uh-huh. She said, for what? I said, for fast talking, right? And I looked at the Guinness book and I'm like, what can I do? I saw, uh-huh. You know, the fast talking. And she said, what is the record? I went, 552 words a minute. She goes, what do you add? I went, 550. Those last two words are a killer. Right. I got asked to go on the Larry King live show. I went on the show and I broke the record and they rebroke it at the Guinness Museum in Vegas doing 603.32 words a minute, which comes out to 11 words a second. That's the condensed version.
You know what is really scary? I understood every single thing that you
said. But you have to. Thank
I'm with you, girl. I'm there with you.
I like it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That was it. We just did a whole hour show.
Now, let me ask you. You didn't even know what Larry King live was.
Oh, you're talking fast.
Right?
I love it.
Oh, I am. I'm
no,
with
no.
You.
I didn't. I didn't even know who Larry King was. All of a sudden, I heard cable. I went, is this some kind of porn thing? The Guardian. No, it's a national show. I say, you know, I was like, she goes, Larry doesn't care whether you break it, and I just cares that you come on his show and attempt it first.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know, what's the worst that happens? I look like a fool on national TV. Best that happens, I break a world record. And my mother always taught me nothing is impossible. My dad told me to find the humor in life, so I figured between the two things, if it works, you know, then I have a good motivational story. It doesn't work, I have a good stand-up routine.
Oh, my God. Now, I'm going to slow it down just a tad bit. Just a little? Yeah, but those that can't follow too well. Okay, I got to read this one, too. You've also broken quite a few other records. Become the first and only author to do a book signing on the top of Kilimanjaro. It was minus 15 degrees while you were there,
minus
by the way.
Minus 15 degrees, 45-mile-an-hour winds. And the way that is, I was writing one of my books, Adrenaline Adventures, uh-huh. And I was looking, research, and I said, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this guy goes, well, did you ever climb, you know, a mountain? I said, no. And I said, well, if I'm going to start with a mountain, I might as well start with Kilimanjaro. You know, who wants to start with, like, Mount Bob that nobody's heard of? So I run into my son's room. Spencer, guess what we're going to do? We're going to climb Kilimanjaro. And he's like, I don't even like to walk. I'm like, no, you're missing the point. I said, you know, the glaciers are going to melt by the year 2015. He's like,
we're frozen solid.
We got
up there,
time.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
But you know what? It doesn't matter. Because the whole thing is, if you just look at your goal at the top, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter any of the other things. Just keep your eye on the goal.
You've written a book as well, too. You're an author, and you were the first and only author to do a book signing and the first memorial prayer given at the wreck site
of the Titanic. Well, I figured I did a book signing at the top of the world. Why not do one at the bottom of the sea? I got an email out of the blue saying that this guy was going down there. I figured, you know, ask permission. I went down there, and, mm-hmm. You know, it's 2.5 miles down, and I figured, well, I don't want to just, you know, do a book signing down there. How many people are going to show up at the bottom of the ocean? So I might as well do a prayer, became an ordained minister, and I became the first person to ever say a prayer down by the wreck site.
Just